الإذاعة الإلكترونية لجامعة العلوم والتكنولوجيا تقدم دراسات إدارية باللغة الإنجليزية. الإعداد والتقديم الأستاذ محمد شجاع الدين. الهندسة الصوتية محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سميرة الشميري. الإخراج رياض المحيي.
Dear students, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to our audio programs. This is our fourth lesson on air. In the previous session, you learned about the market analysis and segmentation. We also discussed marketing objectives and how to choose the right marketing strategies to achieve these marketing objectives. We also learned about the product life cycle and the different stages in the product's life. Today, you will learn about marketing mix and how companies set prices. Main points in this lesson are marketing mix, pricing strategies and pricing methods, place, product, promotion. First, what is a marketing mix? The marketing mix is a combination of all those factors that influence the customer's buying decision. In fact, there are a lot of factors affecting customers' purchasing decision. Let's, for instance, consider why customers may choose one supermarket rather than another. Here are some factors that might affect their decision. How far away is this supermarket? Are there enough parking spaces? What is the range of products like? Are the prices competitive? What facilities are there? For example, a coffee shop. Are workers friendly and helpful? What services are provided, such as carrying products to customers' cars? These and many other factors are all part of marketing mix. However, marketing mix is often simplified and described as 4PC. 4Ps is an approach identifying the four elements in the marketing mix that all begin with the letter P as follows. 1. Price. How much are consumers charged for the product and what are the terms of payments? 2. Product. This term includes the features of the product, such as the design, quality, reliability, and function. 3. Place. This is distribution. Is the product sold direct to the customers or through retail outlets? 4. Promotion. Is the way in which the firm communicates information about the product to the customer. For example, it may use advertising or a sales force. Our second point of this lesson is about the first element in the marketing mix, that is, price. The price of a product or service plays an important role in your decision whether or not to buy it. If the price is too expensive, we simply cannot afford the product, even if we want to. However, the relative importance of price is likely to vary according to the product and the particular circumstances. As an example, if two garages opposite each other are charging different prices for petrol, we're likely to choose the cheaper one. However, when buying a wedding ring, we don't always go for the cheapest as we value the product and consider the circumstance as an important moment in our lives that is worth the money. How do companies set their prices? The price of a product will depend on a range of factors. 1. The cost of producing the unit. One product. A product had to generate a profit. This means the price of the product should be greater than the cost per unit. This is true for all kinds of businesses except for the nonprofit organizations such as hospitals and museums, as these organizations do not have to cover the costs. 2. Competitors. A company must also consider its competitors' price. If competitors are offering a similar product or service, and it is easy to switch from one another, firms are likely to set similar prices. This is why when two cloth shops next to each other are selling similar brands, the prices are similar. This is because customers will simply choose the best price if there is high gap between the two products' prices. 3. The firm's objectives. Sometimes companies set their prices according to their objectives. If a firm has a particular profit target, this will influence the price that is set per unit. If it wants to achieve $10,000 profit and expect to sell 20,000 units, it must make 0.50 cents, have a dollar, profit per unit. 4. The level of demand. The price a firm can charge naturally depends on what people are able and willing to pay. If demand is high, the firm may be able to charge a high price. However, it is not always easy to estimate demand in advance. For this reason, many firms base their pricing on their costs. The price and the stages in the product life cycle. The price of a product is likely to change in different stages in the product life cycle. For example, when the product is in the maturity stage, the price may need to be reduced to avoid losing sales to competitors. Pricing strategies for existing products. Companies that already compete in the market may adopt one of the following pricing strategies. 1. Price leadership. This strategy happens if a company controls the market and that other competitors follow its lead. 2. Price takers. Price takers are firms that accept the price which dominates in the market. For example, small independent bookshops may have to follow the prices of major bookstores. 3. Predatory pricing. This occurs when a firm sets out to destroy or at least weaken the competition through low prices. This usually occurs if the firm has more financial resources than the competition, and so can sustain lower profit for longer time needed to control the market. Now the question: how do companies set prices for a new product in the market? If a company wants to launch a new product for the first time, it may use one of the following strategies. 1. Penetrating pricing. This strategy means that the company uses a low price to enter the market and gain market share. This is especially beneficial if the market is price sensitive, in which a low price product can generate higher sales, as customers in this kind of markets tend to buy cheaper products. 2. Price skimming. This strategy uses a high price to enter the market as some customers might still want to try a new product. Once sales from this group of people have been declined, the price can be reduced to attract a new segment of customers. And when this segment is exhausted, the price can be cut again. A price skimming strategy is appropriate if the firm can product its idea or invention so that competitors cannot enter with a cheaper version. It may be protected using a trademark, which protects the firm's logo, or a patent, which protects a new invention. Price skimming also makes sense if the market is not price sensitive. 3. Competitive pricing. Some firms set the price at the same level as their competitors. This makes sense if the market is highly competitive and consumers can easily compare the offerings of different firms. Competitive pricing is common when customers can make direct comparison between different products. Now, as we discuss pricing strategies, we have to discuss pricing methods that a company may decide to choose to charge for a product. 1. Cost-plus pricing. This method of pricing considers the total cost per unit and then adds on a percentage to arrive at the final price. For example, if the cost of producing a single unit of art is $20, and the firm has 10% profit margin. The selling price will be $20 times 2% equals $2. This means $20 plus $2 will equal $22. 2. Contributing pricing. Contribution of a product is the difference between the selling price and the variable cost per unit. This pricing method is often used when firms consider accepting a special order of this product. Imagine a business receives a large order from a new customer. However, the price offered is below the normal selling price. Assuming the firm has sufficient capacity, it may accept the deal as long as the price covers the extra or variable costs involved in making the product. 3. Price discrimination. This occurs when different prices are charged for the same product or service, according to changes in time of purchasing and market situation. For example, when buying an airplane ticket in advance, the price will be cheaper than at later times. 4. Loss leaders. Loss leader is a product sold at a loss to generate business for other profitable products sold by the same firm. 5. Psychological pricing. This happens when companies sell their products at prices that make customers think of as a bargain. For example, selling a product at $49.99 instead of $50 to encourage people to buy. Finally, it is important to mention that a price a company chooses must fit with the other elements of the marketing mix and the marketing strategy. For example, if a company emphasizes on pursuing a low price leadership position in the market, then it should set low prices. Now we move to the third point in this lesson, as we're still discussing about the marketing mix. Place for distribution. The distribution of a good or service refers to the way in which it gets from the producer to the consumer. In some cases, the product goes directly. For example, Dell computers supply the customers direct. In other cases, producers use intermediaries, as most groceries are sold in this way. There are different ways that companies use to get their products to customers. These are called channels or distribution channels, and they include 1. Zero-level channels. In a zero-level channel, the goods or services passes directly from a product to consumer without any intermediaries. For example, dentists, accountants, and plumbers have zero-level channels. 2. One-level channels. A one-level channel has one intermediary. For example, a retailer buys the product from the manufacturer and sells it to the customer. 3. Two-level channels. A two-level channel has two intermediaries. For example, a wholesaler buys the product from the manufacturer and sells it on to the retailers, who sell to the final customers. Our fourth point is about the promotion in the marketing mix. Promotion. The promotion of a product involves the communication of various messages to existing or potential customers. These messages may be aimed at informing customers, for example, telling them about modifications to the product or promotional offers, or persuading them, example, focusing on a product's benefits compared to the competitors. A firm can promote its products in various ways. 1. Advertising. This includes using a range of media, including television, newspapers, radios, and the internet. 2. Sales promotions. Companies use this method to encourage purchasing the products by providing promotional offers. 3. Personal selling. Personal selling is based on face-to-face contact customers. This is mostly used in the service sector, as customers deal directly with the service provider. 4. Public relation, PR. This involves contact with the media and the various groups that the firm deals with in order to send out particular message about the firm or its products. 5. Direct mail. This type of promotion involves sending mail shots to customers, including information about their products. Now we will discuss the last point in the Martin mix, product. The product itself is a fundamental element of the Martin mix. Many marketing specialists argue that it is the most important element of the marketing mix. A successful product will be designed to meet customer requirements. These requirements will have been identified perhaps through market research. The design of the product will take account of the production process. A well-designed product can save on costs. However, the product design is usually affected by several factors including customers' requirements, production process, USPs, cost, and quality and reliability. By this, dear students, we have discussed main points in this lesson, and that you may refer to your textbooks for more details. But now, let's recap the most important points discussed throughout this lesson. First, we define the term marketing mix as a combination of all factors that affect and influence the customer's buying decision. The first factor is the price. We found that the price is affected by a range of factors. The price of product will depend on a range of factors. The cost of producing the unit, one product, competitors, the firm's objectives, and the level of demand. We then found that there are different pricing strategies for existing products including price leadership, price takers, predator pricing. We also find that if a company wants to launch a new product for the first time, it may use one of the following strategies: penetrating pricing, price skimming, competitive pricing. However, the company may decide on choosing the best price for its product using different methods as follows: cost plus pricing, contributing pricing, price discrimination, loss leaders, and psychological pricing. Then we move to discuss the place in the marketing mix. There are different ways that companies use to get their products to customers, including zero-level channels, one-level channels, and two-level channels. Our fourth point was about the promotion of the marketing mix. A firm can promote its products in a various way. A firm can promote its products in various ways: advertising, sales promotions, personal sellings, public relation, and direct mail. Our last point was about the product. We found that the product design is usually affected by several factors, including customers' requirements, production process, USPs, costs, quality, and reliability. In our next lesson, you will learn about the elasticity and how products vary in terms of its elasticity of demand. You will also learn about the organizational structures. Until then, I wish you all the best. Thank you for listening to us, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
دراسات إدارية باللغة الإنجليزية. الإعداد والتقديم الأستاذ محمد شجاع الدين. الهندسة الصوتية محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سمير الشميري. إخراج رياض المحير.